Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. As I mentioned last week, more and more people are stressed these days for several reasons. COVID-19 is one, then the Delta variant another. Now Omicron tops it all off. It's not as severe, but more raging, more spreads faster than anything else. These things have been forcing people to work from home. Many have lost their jobs, with several of them, and I don't have an exact number, but there's quite a few. Their unemployment ran out, so they're in financial stress. Many of them have to homeschool their children. They never signed up for that. They loved to be parents, but they never wanted to be teachers. Everyone is at home in quarantine because one of them has the variant. And so the whole family has to stay quarantined. They feel isolated. They lack the social interaction in real life. There's so much more. My name is Denise Thompson, and I am a best-selling author with a stress reduction book. Have been involved or exposed to the medical field for 58-plus years and am passionate about guiding you to your optimal health in all three aspects, healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy finances. And that's where kind of stress comes in. We don't realize it quite often, but there is a lot that's contributed to stress one way or another. So, what is stress? Signs of stress can be physical, mental, or emotional. Stress can result in tension in your body, stomach aches, headaches, shoulder aches, injuries, and illness. Stress can result in depression. Stress is a reaction to the situation in which you find yourself. It's your mind and body's way of responding to negative thoughts, emotions, and situations. So there is physical stress, and that occurs through exertion. It generally results in pain or stiffness. Then we have mental stress, which surfaces when your brain is in overload. And the third stress is emotional stress, which happens when you are not in control of your circumstances. Stress can impact your health and your effectiveness. Stress causes injury, leads to depression, and can result in chronic disease. Some signs of stress, and I'm just going to mention a few, are headaches, too little or too much sleep, feeling anxious or lethargic, depression, indigestion. Those are just a few, and there is a whole slew more, but I didn't want to overwhelm you and add stress to this. So let me go to the next step. There are 10, and I only list 10 natural ways to lower stress. Learn simple meditation techniques, which can include guided imagery. Now, when I say meditation, that doesn't mean it's something fanatical or hyper-religious or anything like that. It's mostly just close your eyes, take a few deep cleansing breaths, and those are, as we call, diaphragmatic or abdominal breaths, where your belly sticks out and goes in when you breathe, so you have more control over your breath. It's very important for singing, playing any wind instruments like trumpet, trombone, clarinet, anything like that. They need to be able to regulate the sound with the breath, how much they blow into the instrument. And so when you just pull it up in your lungs and down and you shrug your shoulders and and lower them again, that does not help them play beautifully. But when you watch somebody, professional musician, like I loved Maurice André, and I watched him play two trumpets at the same time in the cathedral in Lausanne, Switzerland at that time. It was amazing. He had a B and a C trumpet, and he played both of them. He had a mouthpiece that was connected to both, so he could play both of them at the same time. One alone is difficult, but playing two, amazing. So he had total control over his breath, and he was not stressed at all. So I said, you know, or you could picture yourself, sit down somewhere and just take a deep breath and look up and picture yourself being at the ocean and smelling the salt water, or being in a forest and feeling the breeze and smelling the pine needles, the pine scent. There are so many things for meditation that are good, or there is an Insight Timer, which is a free app that you can download, and you can choose what kind of meditation you need and how long, if it's a 2 minute or a 10 minute. There's everything in between. If you want a male voice or a female voice, what topic you prefer, you can choose a whole bunch of stuff there. So that one is called Insight Timer. That's just to give you some tools. Then another way is to begin to recognize when you're holding on to stress in your body. So if you start feeling tight, take a deep breath. Ask yourself, why am I getting so uptight? Ask yourself, is this really true, what I'm telling myself? And then choose what serves you, what releases your stress and makes you feel good again. Or take a short walk outside if possible. If you're at work, walk away from your desk for a few minutes. You might have a policy that you can't leave your desk except for potty breaks. Well, then it's a potty break that you need to take. And you're always allowed 3 to 5 minutes for that, because that is just common sense. So choose what you do and what helps you to de-stress. Listen to some calming music, depending on where you are and how you can do it. Watch a favorite comedy movie. That's especially when you're at home and something stresses you out. You've been thinking back at your work day, or your kids are misbehaving. They're unruly because they haven't had you home for the whole day, and now they want your full attention, and you say, I need to de-stress. Give me a minute. So that's a good way to do that with comedy. Why? Because you're laughing. And laughter is one of the best stress relief tool that you can have, because you cannot laugh heartily from the bottom of your heart and be angry or frustrated or stressed out at the same time. So it's really cool to do that. Talk to a good friend. Try to exercise regularly or do some stretches. I've noticed since I'm back into exercising every day again, so every day I do my stretches and my weight training, and some days more and some days less, but 4 times a week I go on my bike ride, which is anywhere from 10, 11 to 12 to 15 some miles 4 times a week, and that really helps too. If possible, if you need to and you can do it, take a 10-minute nap. It's a power nap. It's just to let your brain relax for a little bit and go from there. Or spend some time with your pet. Dogs and cats are amazing for stress reduction. So that is one good thing. Now, I've given you some tools and some signs, but how can you manage your stress? And the power of managing your stress with the 15 steps to reduce stress and increase health and take your life into your hands to become a happy, healthy person. When you recognize that you're starting to stress out, it's time to do something to counteract it, to manage your stress. Stress can have serious impact on your health, job, relationships, family, and life in general. It isn't something to wait to correct questions people ask, how do I realize that I'm stressed? Can I avoid it? So if you want to know more about it, you can get the book. It's on Amazon, or you can, as you're going to find out later on, sign up for my course that I'm going to create and hold about stress reduction and what the certain things are about. And so I just want to give you a couple of personal experiences on how stress manifests itself. So about 6 or 7 years ago, I was diagnosed as a pre-diabetic. Well, I was way overweight. All the stress that I had by taking care of my father-in-law, who was an amputee, diabetic, Alzheimer's and dementia. And he was about 5'10", and I was 5'2" at that time. Now I'm down to 5'0". So it was just kind of interesting that whenever things happened and he was misbehaving, not on purpose, but due to Alzheimer's and dementia, he didn't realize what he was doing. So that was kind of hard, and I started gaining tons of weight. And so that's when they diagnosed me as pre-diabetic. And I was introduced or instructed to prick my finger daily in the morning while NPO, that means nothing per us or nothing in your mouth. So you haven't eaten anything yet or had anything else except water. And so they wanted to see what my blood sugars were in the morning. Yes, I'm still doing it. However, I realized so much. It's not just what I eat that affects my blood sugar, but how I sleep, what I think, how much stress I take on over things that I have or do not have control over. It's a guideline for me to see how I choose to structure my day to be at my best. And it doesn't really bother me anymore. Now, I noticed when I wash my face and I put my lotion on and I don't wash my hands anymore with soap or cleanser or something, then that makes a difference. And my blood sugar is always much higher because from the lotion. So I wash my face with cleanser, damp dry it, dry my hands, go take my blood sugar. And then I put my lotions on, and the blood sugar is always 10, 15, 20 points lower just because I don't have any lotion on my hands, which is interesting. And it's good to know because then you have another guideline. So those are the things that really, really work for me. For my brother-in-law, that's a different story. He is a diabetic now, not overweight a bit. He's rather skinny, but he is not eating properly. He is not working out correctly, and he is not willing to take medication, and he does not want to prick his finger daily. Oh, that's too much. I can't do this. I don't want to. Okay. Do you hear what I just did? Negative attitude. So because he doesn't want to do any of those things, and my husband's talking to him regularly. He says, brother, I love you. I want to help you live another 20, 30 years. Please go to the doctor and ask for the lowest dose of a pill to help you control your blood sugars. And then 3 months later, you go back in for an A1C. And if it's down, then it's the correct dose and keep on doing it. But start building on your upper body. You're like mush. Your legs are strong and firm and solid. Excellent. But your upper body doesn't have any lean muscle mass. It's just literally skin and bone. You need to build some muscle. The question, of course, was why? Why do I need to build muscle? Well, the simple answer is the more lean muscle mass your body has, the better the metabolism and the more it actually burns the calories that you take in or starts using fat storage to create energy instead of eating up the muscle and create fat for energy. So those are such important things to know, and he just does not want to get it. So I'd rather go my way, be fully aware. Where do I have control over things? Well, one example, just from last night versus the night before. And it's funny that I'm sharing that, but I want to be as real and as true as I can be. So two nights ago, I woke up a couple of times. And every time I wake up, I look outside my bedroom window to see if his truck is still here or if he went to work during the night. And I didn't see anything. But yesterday morning, he didn't leave. He didn't turn on the heater, which the house is down to 62 at night or colder, which is great to sleep in a nice bed, but it's not great to get up and get dressed in the cold. It just does not put me in the right mood. I have not learned yet to take that as a benefit, that it wakes me up faster. I just go, blah, 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 I want to go back to bed. So long story short, he came home last night and I go, "You're tired." He goes, "I'm exhausted." I go, "So, because your truck was still here after 5 in the morning and you normally leave before 5 for work, I assume you went to work in the middle of the night." And he just looked at me. He goes, "Wow, thing goes by you. You're right. I was in bed around 8, like you were. And at 10, they called me and said I needed to come in. They had an emergency. So I went in. I worked till midnight or something like that, or between midnight and 1 a.m., came home, couldn't go to sleep for an hour or two. And that's why I slept through the alarm till almost 6 o'clock. That's when I woke up, and that's when I turned the heater on so it wouldn't be freezing cold when you get up, and went to work. And I go, "And you are not sleeping enough, and you are aging faster, and your hair is turning white faster, and, not to bitch at him, but to point out, I love you. You need to take better care of yourself. You need to tell them when they have an opportunity to let you know during daytime that something is not working right, that be more than happy to come over and fix it. But they should leave you alone during the night so you get a decent night rest for at least 6 to 8 hours. You're not a spring chick either anymore. And then you can definitely work safer during the day, because I'm always afraid for your safety. I know you're a safety freak, but I'm afraid of your safety when you are so tired, exhausted." And you say you are not stressed. Maybe you don't think you are, but your body is. And your body is a reflection of your mind. Remember, I always say, a healthy mind or a healthy mindset creates a healthy body, but a negative mindset causes illness. And I do have proof from doctors who totally agree with me on that statement. And I just go, wow, it is so more choices than we give ourselves credit for. And that's where that stop, challenge, choose that I use so often comes in so handy. When you feel and realize with the things that I mentioned, what the signs of stress are, what, how it exudes itself, how it presents itself, what you can do about it. And I only gave you a little insight into this. There's a lot more to it. When you are in control of it, and you use to stop how you feel, ask yourself why you feel that way, what triggered it, then challenge yourself, is this really true, or am I making up a story because I want something else to happen, or I don't want this to happen, or whatever? Really examine that thought of yours and ask yourself truthfully, is this true? And then choose what serves you. So in my husband's case, yes, it's true. Nobody else can do what he can do. He tried to train several people. They just were not capable of comprehending, or they chose not to. Either way, it did not work out. It took him four times as long to get something done, and then he fell behind in other things and had to work even longer to get those caught up. So it's faster for him to just go and get it done, which doesn't serve anybody in the long run. It serves him for the short term, but it doesn't serve the company. It doesn't serve anybody else because they all live with excuses and don't do what they need to carry their part and to help him out a little bit, who is carrying most of the responsibility. So having said that, I hope I kind of gave you some value and gave you a little bit of an awakening how stress is actually an important part to recognize so you can nip it in the behind before it is too far gone, before you get too depressed, before you end up on Prozac or whatever it is. And I'm not saying anything negative against it. I'm just saying it is not a good feeling when you're dependent on chemicals that are literally put in your mouth when you could actually do natural things that don't have any side effects. That is my main goal, to talk about it. So having said that, I would like to offer you two gifts. One of them is a health goal reset session where it's a one-on-one and we talk about what your health goals are, how COVID, Delta, Omicron have had their way with you or not. If you did not gain any weight, if you did not get depressed, if you did not feel stressed out, congratulations. I'm really proud of you. If you did, congratulations for recognizing it. And now you can do something about it. And I'd be more than happy to be here with you and for you to go that route. So that's the first one. I have a health newsletter that I send via email weekly. It's one healthy recipe, one healthy activity, and some other valuable health information that you can subscribe to. And it, as I said, it's free. And it helps a lot of people living a better, healthier life and transform their life that is stressed and unhealthy into a healthy lifestyle. Now, sometimes there's more to it, and that's why I have that health goal reset session. But sometimes the newsletter is enough to help you make a difference in your life and in your family's lives. And I would love for you to be the best example possible to your children or loved ones to make sure that everything turns out for the best. I want to read a couple of poems that I just found, and I was searching actually poem about stress relief. There is one here that says, breathe in forgiveness, breathe out grudges, breathe in peace, breathe out conflict, breathe in love, breathe out hate, breathe in joy, can't read that word, sorrow, breathe in gratitude, breathe out bitterness, breathe in a beautiful life. It's such a wonderful poem. And beside it being so clear and easy to understand, it is definitely stress relief. It's amazing. Another one, let me see. This could be good too. Just open it up big. Love someone who is honest. Honest with you, with others, and with themselves. You cannot love someone you do not trust. Find someone who willingly shares responsibility. You will be a team in every single sense. Find someone you cherish togetherness with, and someone who understands the importance of alone time. Someone who values your opinion. Someone with a willingness to learn. A person with an open mind. Find someone who makes it easy to feel grateful for everything which is important. Life is too short not to love someone who loves to laugh. Remember I said laughter is one of the best stress reductors? Yes, go for it. Make sure they are somebody who lets you cry too. Despair will come. Find someone that you want to be there with you through those times. Do not settle for second best. This sort of love is out there. Believe it. And I found this under www.truthflower.com. So I really hope that you got some value out of this session, out of this episode, that you see there is so much involved in stress, and we can actually choose to be in control of it or control us, to be healthy or to get ill. So the choices are ours, and I just wanted to put it out there. Please send me an email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. It's in the transcript below. Just highlight it, copy and paste it into the URL. Make sure the first three letters in the subject line are capital B, capital T, capital R, and then the reason for the email, for example, health goal reset session or e-newsletter or both, you know, health goal reset session, e-newsletter, or would like to be on the show, have questions, have suggestions. I'm open to anything because it doesn't mean that you can only learn from me. I can also learn from you. And therefore, I love the interaction and I love to get emails so I can get, in touch with you and learn from you too. Anyways, the BTR is what's going to clue me in that I need to fish that email out of the spam folder, as all first emails go into the spam. I get thousands of emails and I just cannot read each and every one. So if it's something important and it says BTR that is important, I will definitely fish it out and respond to it. All right? So I wish you guys a most wonderful Thursday, a fabulous weekend, and until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.